There's something. There are about 4,000 people outside. My name's Abby. I'm from Muskogee, Oklahoma. They took out an IBM building back where I am a couple weeks ago, but you've seen one IBM building, you've seen them all. Boom. Boom, boom, boom. Well, we came up to Chicago. Opened up, we wanted to give old Julie, my illegitimate old man. Was he old? He went way back. He was around for the first Balkan War. You remember that war? He just missed the Titanic, damn it. Can't swim either. That Geritol freak. We sent him so much goddamn Geritol, Ted Mack showed up. Want to audition him, play a judge. Well, let's face it. There isn't a court in this country where we could have put Mayor Richard Daley. You see, and LBJ's was, I was going down to see him, but he said he was busy on his memoirs. Gonna rival the memoirs of Fannie Hill. So, 100,000 people gonna jerk off reading the LBJ's memoirs. LBJ taught me everything I know. He taught me the word fuck is the only word left in the English language, and I don't mean with a PH. F-U-C-K, because he killed the English language. I remember seeing him April 4th, 1968, on the Boob Tube. Martin Luther King had been assassinated. Riots all over the country. And LBJ came on and shed a tear. They got tricky makeup men to do that stuff. And he said, my fellow Americans, in the memory of his name, we must be non-violent. I put down a journal and said, holy shit, LBJ's a pacifist. I didn't know that. Liars. History books are full of lies. Racist, honky stuff like Columbus discovered America when there was already people living here. Capitalist brainwashing. Farmer Jones came into Austin with 10 apples, sold them for 2 cents each. How much profit did he make? Profit! That's brainwashing.
We have this rally, you know, and these the transvestites for peace grab the stage, right?
You don't know where it's at. You don't know what freedom is. Freedom is when you put on the dress. You know.
Yeah, it was making a lot of sense. I was trying to run it down to the North Vietnamese in Paris, you know. But they said no.
Well, you ever come up north, visit me up in Chicago, where I make my living. I got a hog ranch up there. But, like I said before, I wasn't putting you on. I'm from Muskogee, Oklahoma. We're all from it. We all done left. And you know why we done left? Because they don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. They don't take no trips on LSD. Yippee! We left! Love it or leave it! We left, motherfuckers! Well, we're putting out an album. It's called The Government's Case Against the Conspiracy, The Complete Record. And you like, open it up, no record. That's a good idea, we'll have to do that.
That's the only alternative. You can die going to work for something like IBM, miles and miles of corridors, sit behind a nice desk. You know? That kind of death. Get a plastic heart. I was in that. And I was a salesman for a drug company. not Leary's. I'm not a straight drug company. Germanological. So it was absolute. It was amazing working in a job like that. You know, owning an $18,000 home, mowing the lawn, Chevrolet with four doors. It was great. In the suburbs. It's the. I found some like figures on this drugs that this company was making, like the drug cost like 0.6 cents to make, you know, and they're selling it for $3. And I would go out, my duty was to go out and find doctors to write articles showing what good drugs they were. And I'd slip them like $500, write an article, prove how good the drug was. Then when they'd get the article written, they'd reprint it all, take it around to all the other doctors and say, look how good it is, you know? And you start engaging in this for a long time, and you say, I wonder if that shit's any good. You know, so who are you gonna ask, right? I mean, a Dalai Lama, can't find him. So I asked my boss, regional sales manager. I said, hey, just between you and me, you know, I've been with this company a year and a half. Like, is this shit any good? And he says, well, it won't kill you. That's it. It won't kill you. I got down with science. I worked 4 hours a week for that company. And the rest of the time I played for SNCC. Maybe like 70 hours a week. Ran down south, ran around the ghettos in Massachusetts. That wasn't considered work. The other was 4 hours a week, I got $15,000 a year. And finally they caught me, you know? Sort of let them, because that 4 hours was rotting my brain, produced chromosome damage, and it started coming on. So I said, I gotta get out of here. I went to Lower East Side, moving a place. You know, I was the only person who spoke English in the whole building. $23 a month rent. Rats all over the place. Gunfights in the streets. People scraping the gutters for food. Food! I didn't believe it. They'll go on Avenue D on Lower East Side, New York on some Sundays, and you see people sitting on cardboard selling the things they have in their kitchen. Selling everything they had. I mean, you start to feel it, you know, and the rats start eating at you and everything. Then you get a feeling like you don't have when you go on a children's crusade into Mississippi, try to help. It's different.